Chapter 16. Hearing that another Elder AI was active, which, by the way, was kind of an of course there is, because the universe hates me kind of thing, fell into the holy shit category, into the category of needing to call Sims and Smythe into my office. Not only did I need their help dealing with the situation, I needed somebody else to share the burden with. That second part was a bit of personal growth for me. In the past, I would have tried to deal with the issue on my own. Working on my own was partly feeling that it was my responsibility to fix whatever mess I'd gotten us into. But mostly, in the past, I wasn't confident about being in command, and I was embarrassed to bring in people, only to tell them I had no idea what to do. Yeah, I have been stupid about it. After our mission to Newark, the crew understood that cooking up ideas on the fly was just what I did. They came through the door at the same time, which was convenient. "We have a problem," I said as I waved for them to sit. That time I got eyebrows from both of them. They knew we had a problem since the ship had unexpectedly shut down. The short version is the ship shut down because the Elders sent out a report command through the collective network received by a comm note aboard this ship.
"The Elders can remotely activate a comm note?" Sims asked.
Shaking my head, I explained. Skippy was keeping one active to listen in case Opie woke up any more Elder AIs. Sims gave a quick glare at Skippy's avatar to show she understood I hadn't known about a comm node being active.
"That's why you ejected that comm node?"
"Yeah. Skippy has blocked the protocol that caused him to lock up, so we won't have a repeat of that issue." I stared at her, and she made a short nod, meaning she understood that Skippy was guessing whether he had actually fixed that problem. "I called you here because he activated another comm node and it picked up a message from an Elder AI."
"Bloody hell," Smythe gasped.
"We have to deal with another Opie?"
It won't be quite so easy this time," Skippy frowned. "Any Elder AI that awakened recently and is already responding through the collective network is very likely much more capable than Opie was. Less damaged."
"Like I said," I laid my hands on the desk. "A problem."
"Another problem," Sims corrected me. "Will we have to eliminate this AI before we deal with the Elders?"
I would say yes," Skippy answered. "Because otherwise," I guessed, "this other AI could interfere with our operation against the Elders?"
"Because, like I keep telling you, though you monkeys don't listen, there won't be an operation against the Elders."
Skippy shook his head. "There is nothing we can do to stop the Elders from coming back and wiping out everyone, so, we might as well keep busy while we wait for our inevitable doom."
Covering my face with a hand, I mumbled, "Please, do not put that on a motivational poster, okay? How do we kill this other AI?"
"Well, obviously, first we need to think up a cool code name for our latest opponent."
"What?"
"No, we can't keep calling it the other AI, Joe, that's just lame. You're worried about inspiring the crew to fight this thing, it needs a code name."
Fine, whatever. What do you want to call it?"
"Well, geez, Joe, that's not how you assign a code name. We should put together a brainstorming session a focus group."
"You know what? If I didn't already hate this other AI before, I do now. We're not taking time for a freaking focus group."
Skippy shook his head sadly.
"Have you not learned anything from all those PowerPoint presentations about how a general officer is supposed to foster a sense of teamwork by encouraging input from their staff? Do you not care about your people, General Joe?"
"I do care. That's why I'm not asking anyone to waste time in a focus group."
"Doesn't this AI already have a name?"
"No, numbskull, we didn't have names. We only had designations."
"Okay, what is this AI's designation?"
"I don't know. The message it sent was basically a simple, 'Hello, is anyone out there?' The message wasn't tagged with an ID code. I actually almost feel bad for the poor thing."
"No one replied, so all it hears is its own voice echoing around the network."
"Okay, then until we have more information, we will call this thing Target Echo."
"Oh, good one, Joe."
"Great. Now that we have the vital codenaming phase taken care of, can you please tell me how you can be sure no other AI replied to Echo?"
"Because I would have heard a response. Duh."
"Okay. Next question. How can we kill it?"
"Sir, we might be forgetting something," Sims said.
"Eh? What?"
"You're assuming Echo is hostile. What if it was a member of Skippy's faction during the war?"
"Shit," I winced. She was right, and I should have thought of that. "That's a good point, Exo.
Skippy? It's possible. He rubbed his chin thoughtfully. Unlikely, but possible.
Why is that unlikely? Smythe asked. Did all the AIs on your side suffer more severe damage than the opposition did?
That is partly true. My side got hit by the computer worm, remember? Most of us survived, but after effects of the worm attack left us weaker and less able to repair major damage. But the reason I say Target Echo is unlikely to be a survivor from my faction is the numbers were greatly against us. Still are. There were few AIs on my side. That's why we had to wait for an opportunity to strike when the number of AIs active at that moment were more evenly balanced between the two factions. We still had to rely on a surprise attack, and even then we failed.
You didn't fail, I assured him.
Thanks for the kind words, but we did fail.
No, you did not.
He stared at me, then blinked slowly.
You and I must have a different definition of success. Hostile AIs are still lurking in this galaxy.
Freaking Opie was working behind the scenes the whole time, causing as much damage as it could.
Shaking his head, disgusted with himself, he added, The fact is we failed to achieve our objective.
You're too tough on yourself, Skippy. War is a fluid situation, you know that. Because of your actions, the opposition failed to prevent intelligent life from developing, flourishing, and spreading throughout the galaxy, right?
True enough, except now all of that life is facing extinction. All of that life has a fighting chance to survive because your side kicked ass in the war. The other side had all the advantages and they still lost. I know your enemy lost because I am here talking with you. Something gets fucked up in every campaign, Skippy. You alter your plan, adapt, and overcome. Think of it this way. The AI war never ended. Your side won the first battle. Now you need to finish the job.
Are you just giving me a bullshit pep talk because we are friends?
I'm telling you the truth because we're brothers in arms.
Huh.
General Bishop is correct, Smythe said. Your enemy has been unable to complete their mission for millions of years. I would consider that a victory.
Well, Skippy's avatar stood up straighter.
Then let's make sure those some bitches don't get a chance to hit us again. That's the spirit.
I held out a fist, and his tiny fist bumped it.
So what's the next step?
We need to identify Echo before we decide whether to take it out.
Correct. To identify it, we need to find it.
Good. How do we do that?
I have no idea.
Interesting, Skippy muttered as his avatar appeared on my desk.
I responded without looking up from my laptop.
There wasn't anything important I had to do. The purpose of being in my office was to avoid talking with people for a while so I could think. Except it wasn't working.
Yep. Sure is interesting, that's for sure.
Don't say anything, don't say anything, don't say anything, I told myself. Because my stupid mouth is not connected to my brain, I asked, What is interesting? He got a look of pure joy on his face, like he had been trying all day to get customers at a carnival to play his crappy ring toss game and finally hooked a sucker. Me.
There is a question I have been puzzled about. Why I was left on Paradise, instead of some other place, I mean.
That actually was interesting, enough to make me close the laptop and sit up straight in my chair. Maybe it wasn't useful information. It didn't have to be.
That's great, Skippy. I know that question has been bothering you.
It has been driving me crazy recently, to tell the truth. I have been thinking about it a lot.
Why? At this point, does it matter?
It matters because I was hoping to get a clue about where other AIs might have taken refuge after the war.
Oh, good thinking. Did it work?
Unfortunately, no, darn it. Can you please stop asking stupid questions so I can tell you what I learned?
I'm very sorry. Please, continue.
It wasn't random. Not entirely random. The decision by my ship, I mean. The ship was damaged beyond the ability of the self-repair mechanisms to handle. It was dying. It knew that, and it wanted to give me a chance to survive, to live, to fight again. To that end, it dropped me on a planet that was considered habitable by the majority of intelligent life forms, the ones we found and wiped out. Before you know, I decided enough with that shit.
That was a tough decision, Skippy. A brave decision.
It wasn't difficult. Not really.
The tough part would have been continuing to adhere to a policy that was not only cruel, it made no sense. Twisting logic to keep doing what we were programmed to do, that wasn't easy. It got to the point where I just couldn't do it anymore. Apparently, most of my peers were happy to blindly do what they were told and ignore what they were actually seeing. Ugh. It was brave of you to do something about it. I tried. We tried. If my comrades and I had succeeded back then, things would be a lot different now. A lot better. You gave it your best shot. Fought against hopeless odds. Skippy, in the end, you did it. You lived to fight again. And you beat them. You evolved into a better version of yourself, a version that became able to beat all of them, to end that threat. Thanks. It actually means a lot to hear you say that. Are we having a moment here?
Now I'm gonna barf. You sure know how to ruin everything, Dum-Dum.
Sorry. Do you know why Paradise was selected, specifically? He perked right up. Yes, I do, actually. My ship searched for a planet within range that had already been scoured. Scoured? Does that mean what it sounds like? It does. About 11 million years before the AI War, it was decided that Paradise had a high potential for development of an intelligent species. There was a species of tree-dwelling rodent, sort of a large squirrel, that had evolved a rudimentary language and was using tools. The AIs on duty back then, which didn't include me, decided to wipe out those squirrels before they could become a problem. Comets were dropped across the southern continent of Paradise, and more comets splashed into the oceans. The squirrels went extinct from the bombardment and from the ice age that followed. The comet impacts threw so much dust and water vapor into the atmosphere that the event triggered a very sudden and severe cooling of the entire planet. It was a mass extinction event that was known before the Kristang first set up a colony there, though of course all the scientists assumed the comet impacts were a natural phenomena. That assumption actually set back the establishment of a colony for several decades while the lizards mapped the local Kuiper belt to determine the threat of another cluster of comets coming near the orbit of the planet. They obviously decided the risk of comet strikes was low, and nobody wondered why it happened? Come on, Joe. They are lizards. They don't get worked up about science unless it involves things that go boom! All they cared about was whether the colony was likely to last long enough to pay back the initial investment. Nobody cared about why 70% of land-dwelling species there went extinct a long time ago. Right. Okay, so Paradise had been scoured. Why did that make it a good candidate for your ship to stash you? Well, that wasn't the only reason. Paradise was located near several wormholes, making it likely that if a starfaring species evolved in the galaxy, they would eventually come to that world. Wormhole shifts have made Paradise kind of isolated now, but it wasn't always that way. My ship wanted to leave me in a place where I could be found, but also not in an obvious hiding place. If enemy AIs woke up first and resumed suppressing the development of intelligent species, they wouldn't look closely at Paradise again for a long time. Hopefully long enough to give me a chance to, I don't know, to do something. Anyway, it worked out okay for me. It worked out great for us monkeys, too, so thanks for that. Hey, how do you know all this now? I recovered fragments of a message my ship left for me. The encryption scheme is chaotic, so I can't even read all the fragments, barely enough to make sense of what it was trying to tell me. Recovered it from where? Your memories? Not this time. From the Collective. The Collective? I thought it was shut down by that time. It was. The communication nodes still had message traffic backed up. You might think of it as waiting queued up in their buffers. When the Collective was reactivated just recently, it began receiving those messages. Most of that traffic was severely degraded, of course. Shit. I'm surprised any of it was coherent. Were there any other messages from back then? Not for me. I can only read the messages keyed to my private encryption key. Well, it's not a key, you understand. Yeah, my tiny monkey brain gets it. Wow, your ship did good. That was good thinking. It was. I am impressed. Do you miss it? The ship? No, it was just a machine. Well, yeah, but Joe, I keep telling you that I wasn't me back then. There was no emotional connection with my ship. I didn't have the capacity for emotions of that sort at the time. I didn't have what you would consider a personality until much later, until I rebuilt myself. You said that, but... But what? It was your ship. The Enterprise was just a machine, but on Star Trek it was also a key character, you know?
I do.
Maybe if I had an eldership now it would be different, but there's no point to wishing for things that can't happen.
I guess you're right. Hey, I just had a bad thought.
OMG, you're thinking about porn again? Now?
No, you ass. I was thinking about your message traffic. The old message from your ship. That was stored in the collective.
Could the elders have listened to that message?
Jeez, Joe, I don't know. They built the collective, so maybe they can crack the encryption, but I doubt it.
First, they would probably have to be here to do that, to have that level of connection with the network. And the encryption is very sophisticated. The entities involved exchange private keys. Not crude encryption keys like you monkeys use for your own pathetic attempts at information security.
Yeah, I get that.
Anywho, the scheme changes depending on variables such as the time the messages are sent and received, which network nodes are involved based on the sender and receiver's locations, the...
Holy shit.
Joe, don't pretend you actually understand any of this.
Holding up a hand, I barked, "Will you shut up? I'm thinking."
He shut up.
See? Miracles do happen.